All right, starting in verse 6 of James 1. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So here's some questions I thought about as we were going through this pandemic. Are you stable in your ways? Do you trust God? Do you trust God in his sovereignty? You know, some days I'm like the disciples. I'm awakening Jesus from a sleep saying, do you care if we perish? Do you care if we drown? Unfortunately, I can sympathize with him on many days of my life. But trust is critical. You know, trust is a belief in something that's the reliability, the truth, the ability or strength of someone or something else. So let's think about trust. And I want to think, Mark taught us in Genesis 3, from the very beginning, the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. From the start, the serpent was trying to convince Eve and Adam that God cannot be trusted. And so the tree in the garden became a symbol of disobedience and a lack of trust in God. So how is the pandemic and the responses of people in the pandemic, how has that impacted your trust in God? So now let's look at 1 Peter. Let's flip over just one book to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25, and let's see how the true Adam, the new Adam, responds in this area of trust. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So ironically, the new Adam, the true Adam, Jesus has a tree set before him. But instead of a tree of fruit, our Lord and Savior had a tree that he must go to and be crucified and die upon. So Jesus placed his full trust in God. And I love that little section of Philippians where it says, being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. So Jesus humbled himself and simply placed all of his trust in him who judges justly. So now the cross is proof of his obedience and the trust that he possessed. So today the world is, particularly now during this pandemic, the world is saying, why should we trust God? I read a short devotion by Tim Keller on all places on Instagram this week, and he referred to Matthew 3:17. You know, that's the verse where it says, behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved son, whom I well pleased. Keller reminded the readers that those who place their trust and faith in Christ will hear those words spoken to us. One day the Lord will say, this is my beloved child, with whom I'm well pleased. And I don't know about you, but that just really encouraged me. And I thought, all the things that are happening in my life, I need to continue to focus on the finality of that those words will be spoken to every person who's been regenerated and placed their faith and trust in Christ. So as we go to confession today, I just have a simple question. Have you placed your trust in our Heavenly Father? Let us pray. Our Father, please help us to increase our faith in you and your perfect ways. Help me not to doubt, but help me to trust you. I ask that you be my internal anchor so that I'm not tossed back and forth by the waves of this sinful world. I do not want to be double-minded. I do not want to be unstable. My flesh wants me to not trust you and to be disobedient. I ask that the Holy Spirit help develop a real trust and faith in me for you. Help North Avenue to follow the pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When the cross was set before him, he entrusted himself to you and was obedient to death, even death on a cross. I praise you for equipping all believers in Christ Jesus with the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. Remind us of the great power that we have in you if we will simply trust you and your holy word. Please be with Mark today as he preaches from the word today. Help us to listen and apply your word to our life that we may strengthen our trust in you. Amen.